I'm convinced we're being held incommunicado.
I'm sitting here alone with no baby in my arms, thinking about the time that she done me harm. She got by once, so she done it again. That's the way she goes, 9 times out of 10. No matter how hard I struggle and strive, just can't get nothing to go right.
Over, Uncle Sam said, boys, go home. No one had to twist my arm. I came back across the foam. Now things are in a mess again. The world is all agog. Old Joe Stalin in Moscow's eating too high on the hog.
Mr. Stalin, you're eating too high on the hog. Mr. Stalin, quit feeding those lies to your mob.
Now, Joe, you'd better change your way, or like Hitler, you will pay for eating too high on the hog. Joe's getting up in age, but they say he ain't so dumb. He knows all about ships and tanks and maybe atom bombs. If he keeps eating like he is at his own discretion, one of these days he's gonna wake up with American indigestion.
Mr. Stalin, you're eating too high on the hog. Mr. Stalin, quit feeding those lies to your mob.
We know that you've got armies and we know that they're big, but don't forget the ham is close to the tail end of the pig. Only office boys. They came to the UN and made a lot of noise. They're only taking orders that come across from you. But your hammer and sickle just won't fit our red, white, and blue.
Mr. Stalin, you're eating too high on the hog. Mr. Stalin, quit feeding those lies to your mob.
Now listen, Joe, you know that you aren't used to eating meat. Act your age, be yourself, stick to Kremlin wheat.
Mr. Stalin, you're eating too high on the hog. Mr. Stalin, quit feeding those lies to your mob.
Now we aren't hunting trouble, but we ain't never run. Let's all live and let live, Joe. Remember the rising sun?
Quit eating too high on the hog.
In spite of all I do, there's always someone finding fault. If it ain't one thing, it's another. They always find a way to tell me I ain't worth my salt. If it ain't one thing, it's
40 brothers, that's all she wrote. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Whenever I got cigarettes, I never have a match. And then sometimes it's just vice versa. I always start twitching when it's impolite to scratch. If it ain't one thing, it's something worser. My shoes are always shined up, but there's patches on my clothes. Get one thing fixed and the other breaks, and that's the way it goes. And thinking about the atom bomb don't help none, goodness knows. If it ain't one thing, it's another.
Twilight Zone here. We're just having some fun. Uncle Jeff running Route 78 West solo today. I don't know. I got a road kitty in the car, and the van is kind of driving all over the road because of the cell phone. Officer might pull me over, but I'm not drinking, so that's good. So that was a real fun one there. It's kind of a rough 78, but we'll take him any style. That's Archie Shively there. If ain't one thing, it's another. And then had a couple things there. Arthur Smith doing Mr. Stalin, You're Eating Too High on the Hog. remember the bacon's closest to the other end there. I like that. And Nine Times Out of Ten by Ford Nix and the Moonshiners before that. Having some fun playing a bunch of different stuff here today. And we're going to kind of kick it back into gear with the spaghetti westernish surf stuff here. This is a fun one that's coming off a pretty rare set of surf stuff called Rare Surf of all things. South Bay Bands and PJ and the Galaxies and PJ and Artie were two bands that kind of a guy, Paul Johnson, sort of worked in doing a bunch of different stuff. And this one was never even released, 1964, but surfaced on the good folks at AVI. So here's Mariah. Some of you guys might know this as a little folk number.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, kind of a long set there, sort of dubbing out there with some different directions, but kind of taking it easy at the helm of Route 78 West, sinking ship, I guess. That's Calexico was the last track you heard there. It's kind of nice. That's Dub Latina coming off of Feast of Wire. Before that was Ted Sturgeon with Salamanca. And then we had a long track there. It's a little on the hip-hop edge for Route 78, but I thought it fit in the spaghetti western side a little bit. That was the Flavor Knots doing one of these interesting kind of slash spaghetti western dub tracks called The Mexican Rave, of all things. Hopefully I'm not going to be seeing that kind of stuff. All right, I think we're going to go into some shoegazery kind of country-ish, dark, melodic, all those things. Band that I really like that I just found about probably about 2 months ago called Cyanospheric. And they've done some work with Adam Franklin, a Swerve Driver, and they put out a really cool little split five-song, two-sided CD. So there's actually two CDs of five songs. Not exactly ecologically correct, but a couple of the tracks on here sort of fit into the zone where I tend to go the second half hour of the show. You are listening to Radio 1190, Route 78 West. Kind of spacing out here a little bit. I don't know what is getting ready for vacation does that, I guess. So stick around. Got Bob coming up with a music machine in about 29, 30 minutes. And maybe my clock is off. And we'll be around next week. Loki will be back joining us. And hopefully you're enjoying this kind of stuff. I don't know, not too many other places you get to hear this. So here you go. Here's Cyanospheric here beneath the ocean floor on Radio 1190.
her standing there with her bright eyes and shining hair. She was looking back at me. Some are meant to sing, some are meant to talk, and some aren't meant to say a thing. But when she opened up her mouth and that sweet voice came out, I lost track of my own name. Now she's found herself and I lost mine, and I'm just another guy who can't give her anything. Just like it was money in the bank. And Lord knows I can't change. Sounds better in song than it does with hell to pay. I might as well slip the ring on her finger from the window of a van as it drove away. 'Cause now she's found herself and I lost mine, and I'm just another guy who can't give her anything. And they don't start to hurt unless you try to hold on to them after seeing what they really are. She used to dream them with me, every single crazy one, until they started hurting her too. Now she's got some of her own, and now growing me might be the best thing for her she's ever done. Hers can't be kept in the shadows for too long. A heart that wants to live and a soul that wants to give can't just sit at home alone. Lord, she gave me everything and never wanted anything I couldn't give, just what was inside of me. Now she's found herself, I lost mine, and I'm just another guy who can't give her anything. Now she's found herself, and I lost mine, and I'm just another guy who can't give her anything.
Saved. I lapped up to the bay bar and I saw her bobbing like a wave. And I slowed down. Just 6 months this summer since I've known her, that she's been away. And sometimes I still answer to gone ghosts that only suckers make. So slow down and hold on. Yeah, hold on. Even my heroes, they're almost gone, almost folding from the flame. 'Cause how low can your fuse glow and warm you till your torch begins to fade? And I dreamed of a couple dancing close and drunk in the spray of lights they'd made. And once I was dug up, I was sinking. Now I'm longing to be saved.
Thanks again, everybody.
All right, there you have it. It's a nice long set of shoegazer alt country, for lack of a better word. It always has to have a label, I guess, but wrapping up there with Richard Buckner. God, I'll tell you what, I've forgotten how great that stuff is. That's a live recording come from Charlotte, North Carolina, 10/20/1999, probably about 11:15 p.m., courtesy of Great Old Soundboard. And Richard Buckner is one of the best singer-songwriters working today. I think he's probably got the most honest, emotional feel. And some of the songs are kind of down or dark, but hell, life is like that. So that's Once. And right before that one, it took me the electric version that we heard down at the Bluebird of Drive-By Truckers is who we're talking about. Drive-By Truckers played this Sounds Better Than the Song, Sounds Better in the Song, as they say. They played that as kind of like a Siri drop-down D electric guitar piece, opening up sort of their encore set. And go back to the record there. That's Decoration Day is the record. It's kind of nice hearing that slide, kind of Dobro-y version of it. So anyway, Drive-By Truckers, can't go wrong picking up that, or Southern Rock Opera, both great discs. And had Red Cloud in before that, local band, man, they're really good. It's one of these things, sometimes you get yourself out to see a show and you just kind of stop in your tracks. And they did that for me there, kind of a combination of a lot of things, and then a real strong, unique idea of their own. So Red Cloud, that was a town without a name. It's MP3 off the web. You can find them at redcloud.com. And then started out that long, kind of tripped out set with Cyanospheric doing Beneath the Ocean Floor. And I don't know, that was about that. I got a long one here. I'm going to send you guys all out. I don't know why. I've had this thing in my bag for a long time. And I've been thinking about, how can I get this on here? How can I do this? And I'm going to risk this and even play this part here and see what. Yeah, there we go. We do this all live. We do it for you guys out there. Had a call. It's kind of nice to know we got listeners that they really do like, kind of the smorgasbord that we sort of present to you every Sunday night. And sometimes it goes one direction, sometimes another. It kind of depends on the frame of mind. So some of you out there may be in that same frame. The track I got coming up is a nice long 13-minute sort of, psychedelic Celtic country rock song here. Richard Thompson, guy that did a lot of different stuff, Fairport Convention, early days, he was a young kid, and some of his later stuff maybe a little sedate, but this period he was playing guitar as good as Tom Verlaine, and I don't know, this one always did it for me. It's one of these ones he used to put it on and play along with the electric guitar. But this is called Cavalry Cross, and all you guys setting up there for St. Paddy's Day and all that stuff, remember that there's more to it. There's druids and all kinds of Celtic important symbolism and things out there, and they all mean something. I don't know what it means. Here we go. This is a Stick Around. Bob will be in after this. And you have been listening to Route 78 West. Uncle Jeff flying solo. Loki will be back next week, and he'll rein me in from some of this stuff. Here it is, Calvary Cross.
We'll be right back. All right, Lieutenant.
Albuquerque Center, Albuquerque Center. This is Air Force 561.
Go ahead, 5.
My air hose is coming apart like it's dissolving.
561.
Everything made of rubber is coming apart. I feel funny.
Radio 1190. KVCU, Boulder.